Now, you mentioned the critical role of the tumor biomarkers, PR, and HER2. What do we know about quality control in terms of how those tests are done and how reliable they are?
They are unfortunately very difficult. So most laboratories have not validated these tests with patient outcome. So they are, as a lot of people, including Dr. Allred's group and Soon Peik, have shown discordance between central laboratory testing and community testing for up to like 30% of patients. So it's extremely high, the discordance rate. So having said that, ER is slightly more concordant than PGR. PGR is notoriously, progesterone receptor has been very discordant between community practice and academic centers. In terms of HER2, HER2 is a very difficult test to do. And again, the discordance rate is extremely high. There is some controversy as to whether or not HER2 should be done by immunohistochemistry or by FISH amplification, looking at gene amplification. Generally speaking, for HER2, most practices would look at immunohistochemistry first, and if the patient has low IHC expression or very high IHC expression, they will be accepted as being not expressed or overexpressed. In patients with intermediate HER2 expression by immunohistochemistry, they would then proceed to looking at whether or not there are gene amplification, whether the gene copy number for HER2 is greater than what we would expect, and that number cutoff is 2.